bid welcome each of you who are visiting with us especially. We would like to recognize you with a special card of greeting and welcome. You would just lift your hand for a moment so they may see you and recognize you. It will help us and we'll be able to meet you, know who you are and where you are. Would you do that? Thank you so much. Let me call your attention to the opportunities that you have in the church bulletin. For this evening, the children's training class, the adult church training program at 6, and then the youth choir at 6, and the evening worship at 7:30. We'll be speaking this evening on Believing is Seeing. And then on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, the Sunday school supper. You'll sign up on the door, the education office, after the service, and put your name and the number. We'll be coming and attending the supper. Hope that you will do this. And at 6:30, following, the Sunday school department workers will meet. And this includes all the departments in the Sunday school. And we hope that each department will be represented to work with the director, Mud Harrell, and to plan for the month's activities in your department. And this will be followed by the hour of prayer. I hope that you will take advantage of these opportunities this week, and the Lord will guide you to be involved in them. Father, we pray that the Lord himself might be present this morning to give us strength and to lift us up in our weakness and to take us into his loving care. May we find forgiveness and may our Father hope come into our lives, knowing that God offers it as we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll turn in our hymnals to hymn number 231. Hymn number 231.
Thank you.
for our testimony through Scripture, we invite you to turn to responsive reading 614, number 614. In the back of your hymnal, 614, for the responsive reading. Then came Peter to Jesus and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?
Jesus said unto him, I say unto thee, until seven times, but until seven times seven.
Therefore, if thou brings thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee,
leave thy gift before the altar, and go thy way.
First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come offer thy gift. For if ye give men trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now we come to a time and a moment of meditation. We have many of our people who are sick, shut in at home, and others that would urgently urge us to pray for them. And so I hope that we will do this as we all bow our heads in a moment of prayer at this time. So many needs, so many burdens that weigh down upon our souls today. We thank thee that we have a God who hears, who understands our needs, who reaches up to us. And we bring to thee all of these of our fellow members and other loved ones who are having a hard time in any way. We pray, our Father, that thou shalt be careful, that thy mercy shall fall upon them, and thy graciousness shall be extended to provide every need which they have. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come boldly before thy throne, we pray that thou would take away from each of us sins and kindle within us the fire of the Holy Spirit. Take away from us the heart of stone and give us the heart of flesh, the heart of love, that might adore thee, and a heart that would delight in the things of God and following thee. Help us, we pray, to enjoy Christ just for his sake. And we pray, our Father, that thou shalt grant us now that cleansing, that from this service we might go forth and arise to serve thee, and to give our lives in confidence that we are ready for life or even for death. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Well, guess y'all kind of wondering what happened. Yesterday I was playing softball, and somebody hit one over my head, and as I was going after it, my best friend was telling me I had plenty of room. He was a little off. As soon as I caught the ball, the fence kind of leaned out there and bit my eye and kicked me in the knee. But other than that, I'm all right. It's always a pleasure to come back and from college and come back to church, and I'm glad I had opportunity to sing for the home crowd and all. And the song I'm going to sing for you is, the name of it is, Because of Who You Are. And it has a very special meaning to me because we as Christians sometimes think of God by only the things that He's done. Only the mighty things, the great deeds that He's performed throughout the Bible. Sometimes we forget that we should love Him just because He's God and not because of healing the sick and doing great things for the nation of Israel. And that's what this song is all about. You spoke the words and all the worlds came into order. You waved your hand and planets filled celestial skies. You put the woman and the man inside the garden, and though they felt compassion in your eyes. Oh Lord, I stand in awe at the wonder of your deeds, yet a greater wonder brings me to my knees. Lord, I pray not because of all the mighty things you've done. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You're all the reason that I need to voice my praise, because of who you are. One holy night you brought your promise from a virgin, and promise grew as He revealed to us your heart. Enduring love provided throughout His crucifixion, and in the dark He tore the grave and death apart. Oh Lord, I stand in awe at the wonder of your deeds, yet a greater wonder brings me to my knees. Lord, I praise you because of who you are, not because of all the mighty things you've done. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You're all the reason that I need to voice my praise. Lord, I praise you because of who you are, not because of all the mighty things you've done. Thank you, Van, and thank you for the testimony. Maybe some would have been wondering about the patch you have over your eye. He has all good girlfriends. But we're always happy to have these young men come home from college, and we see that we have a number of others who are visiting today, and it's a real joy that we have them in the service this morning. Let's turn our hymnals to hymn number 240, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord. 240. Father, to thee we give thanks for the privilege of sharing. Bless our gifts today to the glory of God, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thank you. What a wonderful prayer to lay the foundation for strange love. John Peterson wrote a cantata, the greatest story of the ages, entitled Love Transcending. It tells the story of Jesus' birth and the love that brought him down to this earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that anyone that trusts in him will not perish but have everlasting life. All men have favorite texts. John 3:16 is everybody's text. It tells of the greatest thing, strange because of the way it develops. Many times when we think of the text, God started it all by sending his Son. There is the love of God, strange love. Love is one of the greatest forces in the world. It binds up wounds. It soothes sorrows. It lifts burdens. It rights wrongs. It gives courage. It turns gloom into cheer. He gave himself for us in that while we were yet sinners, 1 John tells us. And when we have divine love put in our hearts, Jesus says, you have heard it said of the past, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto thee, thou shalt love thine enemy, do good to them that despitefully use you, and feed him that is a hunger. And God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is strange. It is a strange love that here we were defiled. He offers cleansing. Here we are with sins damaging blows upon us, and he brings restoration. Here is sin that has us in enslavement, and he brings freedom. Here is sin that brings death to us, and he offers life to us. In three or four ways, he illustrates it through this text today. First of all, he illustrates it in man's life. There's a strange way in which we illustrate love in our lives. A man says, I love pumpkin pie. Or we love baseball. Or we may hate softball because of what it does to us. Or we love, you know, our best friend. And we love our children. We love a parade. We love God. All kinds of love is expressed here. John Fontenay, who is reputed to have the largest collection of love letters in the world, he contends that too many people forget the secret of romance because love simply confesses without fear or without shyness. And everyone likes to feel that somebody else loves him. How can you tell that a love letter is sincere? Someone asked him. He says it has to be heartfelt. An example of this is that insurance brokers in Britain have been selling insurance policies to young men whose girlfriends go abroad for a tour in Europe to one of the resorts. They have a policy that they sell that will be worth $2,800 to the young man should the girl who goes abroad on a vacation decide to fall in love and marry somebody else. For age 17 through 25, they have a policy, and cheaper for the girls who are age 25 through 30. Now, this insurance against the matter of falling in love, to the girls' credit, nothing has been paid to the young men yet. I think that's tremendous. And these policies are only sold to those who are engaged. Now that's strange love. Human love is strange. And it is hard for us to explain it sometimes, like a mother who put her little baby on the porch beside the four-year-old child and said to him, "You sit there, take care of your baby, and get a bit of sunshine." Well, the little collie dog nuzzled up next door to them, and there were three of them on the porch. A man passes by, and he walks across, and in a quiet way, he says, "Sonny, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm..."